Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
This morning, Elena caught up with Councillor Shane Henderson to talk about Auckland Transport's parking strategy review and how that figures into Auckland's wider climate change plan. He discussed changes that are being considered for parking in central Auckland districts, as well as how things might change further out and how public transport infrastructure needs to concurrently be made an accessible and convenient alternative if we want a greener future.
So, we have Auckland Transport's parking strategy being reviewed. Is this just a general overall review of how parking is operating, or are there perhaps particular sore points to specifically review that have come up in public or council discussion?
Yeah, so in the most recent planning committee meeting, we just passed through for consultation the parking strategy review. And yeah, you're right to point out that actually this is a rehash of what's already operating, which was passed back in 2015. But at the same time, parking itself is just such a sore spot for a lot of people in the city. And so it will be controversial. I think there'll be some really strong feelings through our public submissions. But we look forward to reading those, because basically we have a big issue in terms of climate change and transport emissions, and for that reason we need to sort of look at where parking can be provided across the city. And so I'll just talk a little bit about kind of the pros and cons of it all. So what the review is actually doing is looking firstly at kind of a few of the metro centres and actually managing our parking assets a bit differently, and starting to look at how much parking do we really need in kind of metropolitan centres, and then moving outwards towards places where you can access rapid transit through trains or busways or things like that, and kind of looking at how much parking they need really. And kind of the base principle is, on your public roadway, on your street, that is public property, frankly. And so, you know, we have enjoyed in this city pretty much unfettered access to park our private vehicles on public land. And the parking review is showing that that might need to change in some places. And that, yeah, like I said, will be a tough conversation, and there's a hell of a lot to it. I could probably spend all morning talking about it. But yeah, that's kind of the thrust of the review, yeah.
With what you're saying, I don't know whether I'm maybe zeroing in on too specific of a thing here, but with what you're saying, yeah, with private cars being parked on public property, such as on-street parking and that kind of thing, isn't that already kind of like we already pay, at least in the CBD, for like parking permits per year and everything? Would that be considered to become even more expensive or something? Or is this just talking about further out suburbs?
Yeah, it's talking more kind of further out suburbs. Right. And yeah, the CBD, but also kind of places which are metropolitan centres, which have, you know, like I said, train lines or access to rapid transit. Maybe people might want to look at different options in terms of their transport to get to and from those locations. So, yeah, it's what we're familiar with in the CBD, that could be what's coming in the future of Auckland and different parts of Auckland. And so, yeah, like I said, it's really important to hear people's views on that.
Right, so kind of the parking permit that you pay for per year will actually be extended out to the whole city. That's one of the things you're looking at in the review.
Yeah, for example. But, you know, they will be looking at kind of local conditions, so kind of tailoring it to different parts of the city and what actually works. But, yeah, that's kind of a broad brush example of what's being looked at, yeah.
So is a large part of the parking review actually looking at how we can incorporate this into our Auckland climate strategy? Because I saw that Auckland's made an appearance as one of 11 cities in the online Global Cities Climate Action Exhibition for COP26. And this is basically showcasing it as a city that has got a good climate strategy going. And so, yeah, I guess parking is probably one of those smaller aspects that figures into that. But did you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, totally. I think that actually the climate change is the main driver behind the parking strategy and a bunch of other stuff as well. The fact is we have to significantly reduce our carbon emissions, and the main source of emissions in Auckland is through transport. And so we need to increase mode shift, which is basically, look, if you can take a bus or a train, or you can walk or cycle, you should be really encouraged to do that and kind of embracing those active modes. But also kind of safety and land use. It's funny, Auckland being on kind of a reasonably narrow isthmus, it's very difficult to push through a huge amount of private cars from all over kind of the outer suburbs of the city in through to the centre. And, you know, we're all no strangers to traffic congestion, and it seems to get worse every year. And actually the projections are that it will get worse continuing on to the future. So we have some big problems that we've got to look at solving in kind of a mature way. But also, you know, the flip side of that is that people will have really legitimate concerns. And so we need to listen and maybe act on those concerns too. So, you know, there is a balance there, and that's kind of why we ask the public, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very difficult to get people to change from a more convenient type of transport when they're used to it already.
Yeah, I think my personal theory is that it needs to be made more convenient to take the bus or train, etc., than driving. And a lot of that is kind of access. And a lot of parts of Auckland, of outer Auckland, don't have that access. And so we need to focus on kind of the stick and the carrot. You could sort of see the parking strategy as maybe a stick approach of trying to move people on, but I think we need to look at what we're moving them onto and actually kind of improving our bus network, improving our train network and frequency. That's the kind of things we've got to look at as well, so it's actually feasible for people to change.
Yeah, as well. And is there going to be any review of, like, maybe prices of trains and buses, and particularly for those people who are very far out, because that seems to be quite a factor and people wanting to take cars instead?
It gets looked at regularly. I would kind of encourage, and this goes through the Auckland Transport Board, but I'd really encourage us to look at that, because the evidence shows that while kind of in inner city areas, you know, on a worldwide scale, what we're being charged in terms of fares is reasonably comparable. But if you live in the outer areas, then we're getting ripped off relative to the rest of the world in terms of our transport fares. And it's really tough for low-income communities, low-income families to justify that expense when it just seems a bit easier on the face of it to take your car. So we really need to look at that fare system as well. So yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that we need to look at, in my personal opinion.
So when will we be able to, will the public be able to submit thoughts on this whole parking strategy, and when will we be able to do that, and then when do you think we could expect to see change?
They sure will. It'll come out over the new year. I don't have the exact dates yet, but it's looking at kind of January or February. But check out shapeauckland.co.nz. I think it'll be on there. But also kind of, yeah, get in touch with us as well on what you think about kind of parking in your neighbourhood. That's always a good thing to do as well. My strong opinion is that we should be looking to respond to this feedback and respond with changes that will make things easier for people. You know, I represent areas where there are townhouses going in reasonably large number without any off-street parking, and that's become a real challenge to that neighbourhood in terms of managing a lot of cars on the road, and that's really a safety concern for kids going to school, that kind of stuff. So we need to hear those stories from communities on how that's affecting them and look at how we can change our strategy to meet those needs.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson on Auckland Transport's parking strategy review.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.